It was 1960 when John Pine left his cabin and never returned. The mystery of his disappearance was never solved. He was a bachelor and described as a quiet man who kept to himself. Originally from the country of Finland, John Petaja, who eventually became known as John Pine, arrived in Finland, Minnesota in the early 1900s as a young man. He homesteaded a 40-acre piece of land just east of town for over 50 years and was well known in the community. Finland is located just inland from Lake Superior with a population of around 200. Two longtime local residents talked about what they remember about John Pine.
I'm Dale Nicola, born and raised in Finland eons ago. I think his Finnish name, as far as I can remember, is John Petaja. Petaja means pine in Finnish. My dad built a house in 1946, and he hired John Pine to come and work. He was a good worker, very quiet man, but good, strong. You can see from the pictures, he didn't have hardly no neck on him. And he was very, very private. When he needed to go get groceries, he walked 2 miles. As far as I know, he never drove. No relatives in the Finland area, as far as I ever heard of. And my grandparents lived just a couple miles away from him. My grandpa and him would talk occasionally. We used to go fishing too, and me and grandpa would walk from his farm through the woods to a trail. And sometimes we'd meet him on a trail, or we could hear him coming, and he would go off in the woods because he didn't want nobody to know that he was down there.
Bonnie Tikkanen. I've been living in Finland for 60 years. All I know is what I've heard, because I think he just mainly kept to himself a lot, and that you know, he had cows and horses, and in the town minutes it said that the cows got into the neighbor's yards and grain and stuff, and they wanted to get compensated from the township because this cow got in there, but I don't think they did. And they said that he would walk to town with a pack sack on his back to go to the co-op store and get groceries, but they said that he would put a jar of cream in the pack sack, and by the time he went to town and came back, he had butter.
When John Pine disappeared from his homestead in 1960, a search was begun that ultimately gave no clues. There were many rumors. Some folks thought it was possible that Pine had confronted a man he claimed had stolen money from his cabin. A local psychic called Old Grandma Callender had a vision telling searchers to check the bottom of a local well. Some speculated that Pine had disappeared by choice. Bonnie recalls events around Pine's disappearance and search, as well as theories on why he disappeared.
There were several rumors of where he might have disappeared to, and somebody had just drilled a new well and had put the old well full of cement. But I know the Air Force all went out looking for him after the game warden, local game warden Bill Richards, went there to check on him. He checked on him periodically, and when he got there, his old age pension check was still on the table. Stove was warm, and there was food in the pans on the table, so he figured he wasn't that far away. But then when he came back again to check on him, he still wasn't there, and so then he searched the woods and everything for him. He couldn't find him, so he got the guys from the air base to go, and they went searching through the woods and that and trying to find him, and they never did find him. Yeah, rumors about his disappearance. They said that John Pine told the people, "When I die, nobody will find me." And so they said that he had been digging tunnels, and maybe the tunnel caved in on him, perhaps. But then when they said they looked at the ground, there was no evidence, you know, where the ground has raised where he went, did tunnels or whatever. So,
the Finland Historical Society maintains the original John Pine cabin just outside of Finland, Minnesota. Dale Nicola took me on a tour of the cabin and homestead. They remain much as they were when he disappeared in 1960.
John Pine's cabin, original cabin that he lived in. He homesteaded here. He homesteaded 40 acres here. Building is all original. The floor has been fixed up over the years. But other than that, everything is original, including windows and some of the furniture. The cook stove is original. It was here when the Historical Society took it over. There was a hole cut in the center of the kitchen floor here, and he went down probably about 4 or 5 feet into the dirt. And I think that's probably where he used it as a cellar or for canned goods or something down there. There's lots of rumors about other things there, but that's what I think it was. It's kind of a neat thing here. I don't know if that's where he kept his money or his whiskey. It's just an opening in the base of the chimney with a sliding door, which is not very visible. You'd have to know it's there before you get it open. I'm sure he had a sauna on the property, but it was gone when we took it over. So we got an old one and moved it in here. Every Finn had a sauna, so. The old timers would say, he always said that one, when I leave Finland, nobody's going to find me. It's still a mystery to this day where he is. But he stuck to his word, you'll never find me when I leave.
For the Lake Superior Project, I'm Martha Marnaka. The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the north shore of Lake Superior. Support for this series comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information, visit wtip.org/Lake Superior Project.